Heat 15. And away they go. Lindgren forcing his way through. Wolves again with the advantage here. And Lindgren and Torsell being cheered to the echo. And being chased on the back straight by Cook. Torsell on the wide line. Cook is trying to force between them. Cook has not given up. And he's going wide here to the outside. Lindgren protecting the inside. Still a lot of work to do for Wolves to get the maximum they really want here. Because Cook is fighting hard. Now he's attacking Lindgren. He's taking on both of them here. Steve Worrell a little bit behind at the moment. Cook striving tremendously hard to try and get the Aces something from this final heat. And he switches back to attack Lindgren and trying to get between them into the last lap. Lindgren and Torsell being pushed all the way by Cook, who's almost there with Lindgren. He's overtaking him, is he, as they go into the last turn. It looks like Torsell's going to win this heat. And Cook, I think, has just got up for second. Well, who knows if that could yet be important in this meeting over the two legs. Craig Cook, what a tremendous effort there to steal a point from Lindgren on the line. But nevertheless, as fireworks go off, it's Wolves night. They have won by 18 points, 54-36. Jakob Torsell has won heat 15. But Craig Cook, what a fight that was. Passed Lindgren by half a bike length in the run to the finish line. And trimmed Wolves' lead from potentially 20 points back to 18. So that was a wonderful effort by Craig Cook to do that. But nevertheless, Wolves in charge, 54-36 after this first leg of the grand final.
Peter, as first legs go, that was a job very well done by your team.
Yeah, they've ridden brilliantly. It's a bit of a repeat, really, of the performance against Poole. Well, I was worried that we might have peaked too soon, but... No, we did very well, and obviously we were pleased with the position we're in.
Really started the meeting very impressively indeed. Then had to withstand a Bellevue fight back when they were making starts and winning races, but a really good finish too.
Yeah, they've got a lot of quality in that team, so it was obvious that they wouldn't be able to keep that kind of pressure on from start to finish. But it was... it's one of these meetings where you need a good start, a good middle and a good finish, and we were able to do that.
It was a big call by you, Heat 15. I think a few eyebrows might have been raised by the selection, but the man you put in, Jakob Torsell, won the race. It was actually some fantastic team riding for 3 3/4 laps. So again, that one worked out.
Yeah, he looked fast in Heat 14 and he was confident again coming from that gate 3. So Freddie generally is the man for the big occasion, and as you say, he shepherded him for a long time, but... pressure from Cook was just too great.
What's the game plan on Wednesday? You've got a defendable lead quite clearly, but I assume you don't go with a defensive attitude into that kind of meeting, but it is nice to have that buffer if you do drop behind the tactical riders available with plenty of points in hand.
Yeah, of course. And, we've been saying for weeks that, we're capable of winning at Bellevue, and we're certainly not going to roll up the M6 looking to defend and... watch the meeting from behind the sofa. We're going to win, and that's what we're going to try and do.
Freddie, that was a tremendous performance again, and it must be the result you'd have dreamed of.
Yeah, we're very happy with the result. I mean, to take an 18-point lead after the first leg, to take to the second leg, is absolutely awesome. And still, we have a hard job to do on Wednesday. I mean, it's not over yet, but we're definitely in the driver's seat.
It must be a great feeling to be leading a team where literally everybody is in form and everybody is making a contribution.
Yeah, everyone is riding very well, and almost every heat we have a potential heat winner, and it's really great. And if someone have a bit of a dodgy meeting, someone else steps up and cover for him. So it's been a good season so far, and I hope we can top it off with a title.
Indeed. Obviously, you won't get ahead of yourselves, I know that, with going to Manchester on Wednesday. But the pressure is all on Bellevue now. I mean, it's a difficult situation for them. They can't afford mistakes.
No, they have to really hit us hard in the beginning, and that's what we have to be ready for as well. We have to be really fired up, and, we can't let them in the game again. We have to, stay strong in the early start of the meeting.
I know you've been with the club Wolves for a very long time, and got a long association here. They've felt it in the last couple of years. They've when the team has struggled, and I'm sure in those times you felt it as well. To bring the club back right to this sort of form must be a very good feeling for you.
Oh, it feels awesome. I mean, as I said, I've been with this club for a long time. This is my 12th season with Wolverhampton Speedway, and and it would mean a lot to me to take the title back to Wolves.